In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that not only do we need to stop judging, lest we be judged, but he also tells us that the measure with which we measure is going to be used to measure us. So we really need to look pretty seriously into our own hearts and ask ourselves about judging. We absolutely love to judge other people. It is a massive human problem. In fact, the fathers of the desert tell us that the last thing to go before perfection will be our desire to judge other people. It's that deeply rooted within us. Part of that, as our Lord makes clear in the gospel, is because it's a whole lot more fun to look at everybody else. Oh, look at the splinter in your eye. Oh, look at what you did. And the point is, of course, that if we're going to look at everyone else, that means we don't have to look at ourselves. Part of that is because there's nothing too impressive to look at in ourselves. But the reality is that we don't want to deal with our own self. We don't want to deal with how sinful we might be. We don't want to have to deal with whatever needs to change in our lives. So it's a whole lot easier to judge everybody else and to point out what needs to change in their lives. All we can ultimately do is bring it right back to our own self. It's not maybe true that these other people have whatever problems they have, but what about ourselves? How many problems do we have? How many sins do we have? Again, as the Lord points out, if we're going to be pointing out the splinter in someone else's eye when we've got a wooden beam in our own, it sounds pretty foolish. But when you think about that at the same time, and he tells us that the measure with which we measure is going to be used to measure against us, if we're noticing the splinter in someone else's eye, that means we're judging minute, tiny little things in other people. That's what's going to be used to judge us. So if you think about it, if you're going to be put through something, for some of us, if there's a hole that's this big, maybe we'd actually be able to squeeze through there. But when we're judging somebody and we're making the hole this big, we're going to get stuck. There's no way we're going to get through that opening. That's the point that the Lord is making. What kind of judgment are we using? What kind of standard are we using when we're looking at other people? We are so quick to condemn, we are so quick to judge, and we have no idea most of the time. Why does somebody do what they do? We don't know. Yes, we can indeed judge somebody's actions and someone's statements. We can say that was right or wrong or whatever it may be. We can't judge the motive because we don't know it. But most of the time, we're not interested just in judging the action. We're interested in judging the motive. We love to try to impute motives to people. The reason they did it was this. How do we know that? Unless they've made it clear that that's why they did it, we don't know that. The fact is, just like us, everyone else is broken in whatever way. How quick we are to excuse our own self. Well, it's okay for me because this happened to me when I was young, or it's okay because this or that or whatever. Why can't that other person have a similar excuse? Why can't we make excuses for the other person? Maybe something bad happened to them and that's why they're doing it. Maybe it's this or that or the other reason. We have no idea. But boy, are we quick to impute motive, to make judgments, and we have no clue. Now stop again and look at that and ask yourself, if I'm going to be judged by God according to the same measure with which I judge other people, how much hope is there for me on the day of judgment? You really think about that. If I'm going to be generous, if I'm going to be forgiving, if I can make excuses for others, if I can be kind, then we can trust that God's going to do the same for us. But if we're going to stand in judgment over others, if we're going to be harsh, if we're going to be mean, if we're going to be nasty, if we're going to be condemning, guess what's coming for us? So what we need to be able to do is look back into the Gospels and see the way the Lord handled things. You notice that people who were terrible sinners, he was very kind. Think of the woman caught in adultery. I mean, she was literally caught in the act of adultery. And he said, I don't condemn you, but go and don't do this anymore. The Pharisees who wanted to condemn everyone else, he had no tolerance for their nonsense. Oh, these were the religious ones. These were the ones who thought themselves better than everybody else. Our Lord called them a bunch of hypocrites, a brood of vipers. I mean, he had no tolerance for them because they were judging everyone else, because they were willing to condemn everyone else. That's what we need to be so, so careful of. And most of us, I mean, unless you are like St. Therese, and you, from the time you were 3 years old, decided that you were going to be a saint, so you really haven't ever committed any sins, yeah, then maybe. But even there, you look at somebody like that, and they think they're the worst sinners in the world. So all we have to do is think back to our own life. How many sins have I committed? Who am I to stand in judgment of someone else when I'm the one who's committed a lot bigger sins than they have? Maybe now I'm not doing that. Maybe I've had a conversion now, thanks be to God. That's not my doing, that's His. But how can I, with all of my sins, stand in condemnation of someone else? If I want God to forgive my sins, shouldn't I be forgiving of somebody else's? That's what we have to look at. So again, our Lord is the standard of judgment. What's His way of handling things? That's the example we need to follow. It's a whole lot more fun to follow the other way, but it's going to come back on us on the day of judgment. Let's not worry about judging everyone else. Let's not worry about condemning everyone else. Let's worry about saving their souls. And when we're concerned about saving their souls, guess what happens? Ours gets saved too. But if we want to condemn everybody else, guess what's going to happen to us? So judge not, lest we be judged. And to always remember that the measure with which we use to measure others is the very measure that God is going to use to judge us.